At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into the main story and let's talk about this. I want to tell you, I am so amazed at times that I have the great opportunity to hang out and talk to people and do stuff with people and hear on the interactions that they're doing within their organizations on how they're trying to get things to change. And that is fantastic. And the great part about it is that I love to hear when people hear about new technology. And when I say technology, let's be specific. Sometimes we're talking about the way that things are done inside of the industry. I'm talking about hearing about HOP. I'm talking about hearing about something that you might think that it's new that you need to move forward within the organization. And listen, going to a conference, going and having a speaker show up to your location and start talking about how to do things to change the way that work is done is always fantastic. And, you know, sometimes people have that emotional roller coaster high that they go through in the process of learning these new things. That could be good too, depending on how you move forward. Now, here is kind of where I'm going to mention a portion that people are not going to love, but sometimes we really suck at implementation. Yeah, I said that out loud. We suck at implementation. It's that high of highs and lows of lows. It's the highest of highs, lowest of lows type of thing. Where I look at it from the standpoint of this, if you have never implemented something new in an organization or in a workplace, here's what you need to probably consider strongly. Number one, partner up with someone who has implemented change inside of the organization. This is not a one-person show. Can never be. Will never work if that's how you try to do it. It's implement those people that are excited about change and things that are going on. If you don't do it in that fashion, you're going to fail miserably. It's just kind of the way that it works. The other portion that I would say take a strong look at is look at the website of UNICEF. Yes, that UNICEF that I just mentioned. And the reason that I say that is because UNICEF talks a lot on their website, if you look, about about cultural changes, where you can apply it, those cultural changes, into an organization. Now, a friend of mine told me that a few years ago, and when she told me, I thought she was crazy. And I was like, okay, this lady is a little kook. But now she's spot on. If you look at the UNICEF stuff and you start looking at how you would implement it in regards of the cultural change inside of an organizational change, it makes a lot of sense on how it works. So here would be the thing. Besides getting that emotional high and getting that whole thing of, yes, I'm ready to start rocking in the free world. You have to look at it and go, how would this look long term? Because listen, a goal without a plan is a wish. And let's just be realistic. It's not going to probably work out if I'm just sitting here wishing for this to happen. I look at it from the standpoint of this. You have to take this new technology that you feel that you're going to advance forward with and implement it by having a plan in place. If you don't have the plan in place, it becomes a huge issue going forward in regards on how things are going to move forward inside of your organization. So a couple of things real quick, just making sure that we talk about this. Go to the UNICEF website. Learn about how they do cultural changes and look at it and go, how can I implement this into my organization and how do I get this to work? Also, if you've never done a cultural change before inside of an organization, partner with someone who has. get these people speaking about things that are important that will help your organization. If you don't do any of these things, it's going to be a very difficult road. And let me make sure that I say this. It's not that it's going to be an easy road if you do the other two things that I'm talking about, but this will give you a smoother path, if anything. But understand that anytime the changes is going on inside of an organization, it's not an easy process. Think about that a little bit as we are hanging out this morning.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.